That sounds like a good idea to me.
Yes. I just want to dibs on Copper's point. That's all.
As a matter of fact, what I can do, actually, when Lonnie prepares his grid, I can type the names of the firms onto the grid and then put committee members next to them.
Fantastic, yeah.
You know, Compass Point, Lonnie, this one, that one, you know.
Right, right.
And then if you want to duke it out as to which one to call, then you have to duke it out with the person who's identified.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's great.
I'll do the grid the next couple of days, so it's not to waste any time.
Okay, so Chandra, will you go ahead and add the two that I sent out? Or you want me to resend it?
You sent two out already?
Yeah, I'll
resend
it.
Did you do that today?
No, it was a few days ago.
Okay. If everybody would do me a favor, and when they send them out to me, put a search firm or headhunter firm or whatever, put it in the subject. So then I
okay.
know, you know, everybody you could use the same subject, that would make it a lot easier.
Okay. Terrific. Let me see. Is everyone clear now?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's move on. The agenda, the next thing is, well, first of all, let's see, what time is it? Okay, we're doing okay. Reviewing the previous website posting, do we want to do that yet, or do we want to concentrate on the search firm? Are people prepared to look at that?
Sure. You mean the job description posting? Or?
It's actually, no, it's a website posting. It's not the actual job description, but I thought that might be the next step, but maybe it's premature.
I think we're basically done at this point in the search firm.
Okay.
Until we get more information and so forth and so on. Since Lonnie said he's going to find out a grid tomorrow. Right, Lonnie?
Yeah.
Just kidding. So I think we should go on the job description, the website posting. But I kind of like it, but I think there are a few things in there that might need to be handled by the PNV on Friday. You know, and I'll tell you exactly what they are, because there are concerns that have been expressed by, you know, everybody, which is the executive director is responsible for hiring, firing, and supervising national office and managerial staff. We may have to define that a little more, since we know what the discussion has been going on. Maintaining fiscal and physical integrity. Foundation is managed in a fiscally and socially responsible fashion. Ensuring the foundation is managed in a fiscally and socially responsible fashion.
You have a problem with that statement?
No, I'm just saying that, you know, we may have to settle this at the PMD meeting first to know how.
Huh? Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, I would have some questions about the way it's phrased.
Okay. There's also some updating to do, which is like the number of affiliates, I think, has increased since we had this website posting. And this is definitely going to be contingent on the discussion of the job description itself.
Mm-hmm.
And
Lonnie, I just sent you the criteria. In case I don't get the minutes done tonight, then you've already got them.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, but in terms of how it's defining Pacifica.
I like that. I thought this one.
I do too. I thought the opening paragraph was good.
Yeah. I think the whole posting is good. It, you know, this would be good, but, let's be about, in light of the, you know, having to define the relationship between the EV and the CFO, we may have to look at the executive director is responsible for, and within the board executive session, whatever session, you know, decide on those issues and settle those, and then we can see whether or not we should leave this as is or add maybe one or two sentences of, you know, like to clearly state it, what is expected of the DG. And then otherwise, I think this is good. I think the salary range, we have to change.
Has we changed that to 80?
Yeah. And I, you know,
or we're recommending. We haven't changed it. We're not changing anything. All we're doing is recommending to the board.
And I think, like, in this one, because I know Ambrose would support my suggestion, I really think there should be bonus compensation based on certain things. Like, and I have a whole grid that's done for me at my job, how the company performs, how the person performs in evaluation. And there's a whole mix of stuff that you put together and evaluate whether or not, you know, like, for example, let's assume that they increase the revenue of Pacifica by 20%. You know, the person should have some incentive to do that. And, you know, it's incentive. And maybe because of that incentive, they'll step up to the plate and try to do it. And so forth and so on. But, you know, I guess maybe this might be a radical idea, you know, not for profit. Mm-hmm.
Does everybody have the job description that Greg created to look at?
I don't know who created it. I have the one that sent out.
Created
job opportunity.
I have two job descriptions. I have the formal one, and I have one that was designed by Greg. I can send them both to people.
Yeah, send them both. We have to. There was a job description that Greg created that was passed in executive session at the June meeting of last year. And
people
again,
keep referring to that, but I don't.
I know
that information.
It needs to be. It needs to be outside of within the context of those minutes as well.
Yeah.
I thought I had a. I mean, we all had a hard copy of it, but anyway, so. So that's it.
I can
send
what I have.
Send them both out. Yes, and then what we want in order to make it official is have it within the context of the June 06 executive session minutes.
Which I don't
Okay.
have.
And what else? How about moving on to...
Madam Chair?
Yes. Yes,
have we
go ahead.
Decided what we're going to do with the job description?
Well, we first have to identify it in terms of the job description. And some of this is, as Bertold had said, within the context, it has already been put on, aspects of it have been put on the PMB agenda, somewhat dropped, but shouldn't have been. So we need to, I'm still researching the minutes.
So we are saying that we won't use this job description at this point.
Well, this is, you mean the website one that I sent out today?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, what we were saying is that it still needs to be tweaked, but
okay.
Certainly like the opening, the way that Pacifica is described, I thought was really good. And then the things that Bertold pointed out obviously still need to be verified and determined by the PMB if it has not already done so. And the salary needs to be changed if the PMB agrees to upping it to $80,000. And anything else that anybody else has?
Well, I wanted to suggest maybe on the salary, maybe we want to put a range. And oftentimes companies say negotiable. Is it, you know, maybe that's something we want to consider doing based on who we get and the talent that they bring to the position?
That's what they have on the website posting, Vern. It says negotiable depending upon experience.
Okay.
I think that's
and,
a pretty standard. You have a salary and then you say
right.
It's negotiable.
And I think that the range maybe we want to consider, well, all right.
Well, we've already upped it by 5.
Right.
So you're not going to go too far above that also, that a lot of what is most standard is that you start out at, let's say, a particular salary that's agreed on, and 6 months down the road, if you're still with us and thrilled, and your initial review is that usually up front, and they, you know, someone will start and say, oh, okay, well, this is fine for the first 6 months, but after that, I would like to see a $5,000 increase or whatever. So that's the negotiable part. Often.
Also, when we get ready to talk to these search firms, I guess in our process we should try and make sure that we have our job description handy when we go into these discussions with the search firm, with our grids from Lonnie and that sort of thing, because it's really important to have that nailed down. So if we can figure out what we're going to do with that, I guess, before the end of the meeting, that would be helpful.
Now, well, that's what we're going to do is we will find the June 06 executive session minutes and send that out so that there's no question about the context or which version or whatever. So everything we send out in terms of a job description has to be accompanied by when it was, passed.
Are we going to do some tweaking, though?
I just sent out the two that I had.
Good, okay. Thank you.
But I thought there was some discussion about these needing to be tweaked and updated with reference to now we have about 100 affiliates and that kind of thing in the salary. So,
yeah, that needs to be too.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you saying?
Oh, well, I'm just suggesting that we need to have that completed before we get ready to have these discussions, I guess in the very near future with the search firms about, we have to have the job description nailed down, obviously.
Well, thank you, Chandra, for sending out the one dated 1-3-07. That's the one I understood we were working with, so that's great.
Well, I don't know which is where.
It'll have to be accompanied by minutes so that we know for sure that which has really been approved.
I just have them in my files, and I just sent out what I had in my file.
Yes, thank you so much. Okay. So I think until we have that verification, we need to move on. Now, in terms of the timeline, and we do need to start setting up a timeline for ourselves because we don't want to spend 2 months looking for a search firm and then find ourselves out of time in terms of meeting a September goal, and it is just a goal, but nevertheless, we are limited in the number of in-person meetings that we have, and those are always important for hashing out the nitty-gritty of these issues. So to the degree that we can start establishing a timeline, are we prepared to do that tonight, or do we want to do that at our next meeting but firmly do so and start really thinking about what realistic timelines are in between, or at least our little goals that we set for ourselves?
By the way, Lavarne just sent me what she had from Fatty, and Duane, maybe you won't have to do a research in your files, because she forwarded me the executive search report, search firms, and then there's two proposals from two individual firms. So I'm just going to forward that to the group now.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And that might be everything that, Duane, that you were going to dig up.
I think so. That was the QGH search company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, terrific.
And Johnson, yeah. So I'm getting ready to send that to the group now.
Okay, terrific. So back on the timeline, do we want to start setting a little schedule, a preliminary schedule of our goals for moving ahead on this?
Lydia, Bert?
Yes, go ahead, Bert.
I think we should kind of focus on the deadline for the whole search firm situation and trying to establish the job description and maybe pushing for maybe at the next PNB session to have some definition of relationship of ED and so on. And then at our next meeting, we should probably set to have 90% of all the information we need to go on the search committee stuff, and then at that meeting we should determine when we're going to try to set interviews.
Okay. Then I will be sending out a query with all of the open dates available on the KPFT calendar, and everybody just get their calendars out and respond to that email so that we can do that. Does I think Bert's recommendation is a good one. Anyone else?
Did we state that recommendation?
Bert?
You want me to repeat? Oh, okay. I think we should kind of really focus on the search situation and push for having the PNB rule on, you know, the executive director and staff and CFO relationship, whatever, so that we can start working right away on the web posting and then the job description of the CEO, and meet next week, sometime Thursday, whenever, with the idea that 95% of everything about the search firm and all the things will be done. We all will take our responsibility and read everything that's been sent to us, and you know, maybe grade them, or you know, I don't know if that's going to be possible, but if possible, have the grade filled out by next Thursday, or at least by next Thursday, have a serious discussion on all these things, so that the search firm, the job posting on the web, and then maybe the job description of the CEO are all like almost finalized. And then 2 weeks later from today, you know, we're definitely full blown with the search fund.
I second that.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So that what we have redefined reaffirmed by the minutes and as we present to the PMB is the currently approved job description for the ED.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yeah. And kind of have them define the relationship with the CFO and the staff.
Okay, if possible, because the whole point is that, yeah, because I know our LSB passed a motion last year when the structural discussion came up into public session. It was put on the agenda and in January tabled, and we passed a resolution that any substantive structural relationship changes should be discussed network-wide, including with the LSBs. But,
mm-hmm.
So that could be like a very lengthy, time-consuming process, but certainly there was a job description that was passed by the PNB last year. Okay, so let's move on. So we will determine the timeline accordingly, and the next. Oh, good. Where did my agenda go? Chandra, do you have the agenda there?
Yes. 1 second. I will look it up.
Oh, here it is. Okay. Sorry. Okay. And so, would you just update our listening audience on the executive session report out?
Okay, let me...
From last time.
That. Okay, let me look for that.
I mean, we've actually already dumped some of it, the 80,000, that our recommendation will be raising the recommended salary from 75 to 80,000 was one.
Well, that's all. I mean, I don't have anything
else. Oh, that was
there.
It? Okay.
Yeah.
So that was it. That's our report out. And again, that will be our process. Now, is there any reason for any member that anybody member?
Well, I'm sorry. The only other thing we discussed is that the advertising budget last time was too low and that we wanted to research costs because we want to come up with costs that are more reasonable.
Yes. Okay. And we will definitely do that. Is there any reason to have an executive session? I have been tacking on an executive session because sometimes in the course of discussing something in public session, you will all of a sudden have to hold back because it's something you realize should be said in executive session. But if we don't need it, then we don't need it.
Don't need it.
Okay. Okay. Well, then the meeting is adjourned. But everybody, keep up with the email. And
what
if
do
I
we
don't
want
hear...
to say about the website posting? I mean, we really didn't finalize that.
We didn't finalize that because we don't have
Till next time.
Yes, right. It's postponed till next time until we get the definitive vote on what we when and what we did
until
out of the minutes from the job
description.
Description
is finalized.
Exactly. I mean, it has been finalized. We just have to determine which one it is. But it was voted on last year, so we just have to get those minutes. So we don't go through this guessing game all the time. Okay.
And this is from June of 06.
June of 06, executive session.
Right.
Okay, terrific. And thank you all very, very much. And as
okay,
you know,
everybody.
We
thank
will
you
be placing
chair,
calls
Madam
as well
Secretary.
As email. Okay. And yes.
Right. Okay.
Pardon? Oh, thank you. Oh. Yes. And then I'll be sending out a query about the dates. Please get back to me on that for our next meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Good night,
bye-bye.
All.
Good night.
Yeah.